sounds by now like everyone's clicked in. So let's get rolling here. We last time started the fifth parak of Maseilas Yesharim. Talking about last time, looking at the major obstacle to the first stage in a real process of growth, looking to the major at the major obstacle of becoming a thoughtful, contemplative person, a person whose decisions are driven by thought and by ultimate values. A person who carves that time to make chesed nefesh. A person living with zehirus. So the looking at the three pitfalls, a major obstacle to stepping into that, really the major obstacle to getting into a place, a trajectory of growth. So these are really, really critical things. And as we saw, they also have, every one of the three has a remarkably remarkably contemporary to it.
The conference has been muted.
And as we saw last time, Parakeh in Os Beis, in the second paragraph here in the Safari edition, Maseilas Yesharim Parakeh, he'd laid out our table of contents for this parak. We're looking at busyness, looking at cynicism, and looking at peer pressure. Definitely issues that have as much currency now as they did in early 18th century Italy, and as Ramchal is going to point out, they had currency for thousands of years before him as well. These are issues that the Nevi'im are discussing, and these are issues that we grapple with. So we started last time to begin to talk about the issue number one, the pressure just being so busy. And often, Baruch Hashem, with good things, with important things, with positive things, but the question of proportion is key. Not only carving out time from trivialities in order to have time for what's important, but even among the things which are important. As he had referenced that Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Havim and Ma'id Be'esek Basok B'Torah, the need to strike balance between time spent professionally and time spent on Torah, which becomes clear here. He's thinking not only about Torah in general, but specifically about self-reflection. And they're both, as he pointed out, critical. Work is, we believe, that's our Masorah. It's clear throughout Chazal and Rishonim that the expectation is that Yirei Shamayim is going to work for a living. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any sources in the way we possibly have any other Shaila. You'd be hard-pressed to find sources in Chazal and Rishonim that the bulk of Kalal Yisrael ought to not be working for a living. As he says here in paragraph A, we saw it last time, paragraph A, Ha'esek Mukhul Adam Sarapan Asasa. That's the expectation that people are working for a living. An adult Jewish male is ideally is financially independent. Adult Jewish male should be financially responsible, which will usually, hopefully, will result in being financially independent and working for a living. But it's a question of proportions. Looking at being having clarity about wants versus needs, and having clarity about what I actually need to do versus what just sort of social expectations around me, and to actually think things through, and to carve out time for thinking. So that brings us here to think about what is it that this Torah is supposed to accomplish for us. We want to carve out time. We want to make sure we don't get so busy there's no time. So he had said, we'll pick up at the end of paragraph A. Let's begin again with paragraph A. So here we are, paragraph A of Maseilas Yesharim, paragraph A, paragraph 5, in the Safari edition. Ki hinei ha'esek muchrachu la'adim sarach panasasa. Work is critical in order to be financially viable, financially responsible, support myself, my family. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me the family, so I need to take care of that, invest in that blessing. I need to make sure that I'm supporting my family. Do I have to ask myself how much do I need to do? Do I have a choice? I'm in a position where I have a choice between two options, or a choice about whether or not to the opportunity to move up, opportunity to move into a position that where I'll earn more and it's going to take more of my time. So I have to ask myself, is this something that I need to do, either in the short term or the long term, or do I have the flexibility to say I can be financially responsible without moving up, and I'll have time to think, time for family, time to learn, as opposed to work being so overwhelming, so that it doesn't allow me any time, any headspace. Again, the times when it's not a choice, that's the only option I have, is at this point in my life, is that job, that is going to be overwhelming. So, if I have to, I have to. But I need to ask myself, do I need to, or is there a real choice that I can be making? Obviously, it depends on the person, depends on the situation. Al-Kane, but recognizing this is difficult, recognizing that work can be consuming, stuff in life in general can be consuming, and work in particular is a natural tendency for many of us for it to become so consuming that it abhors a vacuum. Any free time gets pulled in for other purposes, whether it's work or something else. Al-Kane is the solution, he says, is that we need to be strategic. We have to recognize it's going to be difficult. And the part of the solution, Al-Kane is Tavinu, Lukaboa Itam Torah. That's why we're commanded not only to learn, to spend time on Torah, but to be Kovei Itam Torah, to do it in an organized fashion, to have a schedule. And I think this is a topic that Rabbi Neuberger has touched on in the past in Shabbat Shuvah Drashas. The Rav once developed the idea that there may be two aspects to the Kiyum of Talmud Torah, or two different Kiyum of Talmud Torah. There's learning, but then so the perhaps specifically the outcome of added Torah and knowledge and understanding. There's also the way one goes about it. The Maaseh Talmud Torah is supposed to be specifically in a kavua fashion. Kriyas Yitzim Torah. But not only the Ramchal is saying that it may be essential to the way the mitzvah is supposed to be carried out, but as a practical matter, as a strategic matter, if it isn't Kriyas Yitzim, as the Mishnah Pregava says, Atomel Shepana Ashna, Shemelot Tipana. Just push up to whatever I find on the learning. If you wait for time to present itself, it may never present itself. So that's why, so he says one solution to the problem, to this difficulty of busyness, of just being overwhelmed by stuff, is I need to schedule time. I need to schedule time to learn, and specifically to schedule in time for cheshbon nefesh. If I want to become a more contemplative person, a growing person, there has to be a time when it's happening. I have to figure out if I take exercise seriously, I need to fit it into the schedule. I have to have a time that it's built in. I'm going to take zahiras seriously. I'm going to take cheshbon nefesh seriously. I'm going to take managing my spiritual life seriously. There needs to be dedicated time on the calendar for that meeting with myself, so to speak, to happen. I have to make an appointment with myself. When is the cheshbon nefesh happening? Whether it's with myself, sometimes it's something best done by oneself. Sometimes it's cheshbon nefesh can be productive, effective as a discussion with a spouse. There will almost invariably be parts of my cheshbon nefesh that I need to do on my own, particularly if I need to rethink how sensitive I am to my spouse, or how much I give my spouse space, and so forth. That will typically be a cheshbon nefesh that has to happen at least partially on my own. But there can be certain parts of cheshbon nefesh that are very productive at times with the spouse. Obviously, it depends on the dynamic of a couple. But whatever it is, whether it's something I'm doing by myself, I'm doing with my partner in life, but it needs to be, because there has to be a kriyas. There has to be a kriyas. It vastly multiplies the impact. And they said, look, Torah Megiyo Dezeiros in section Vav says, so let's recognize that the Brisa of Pechus Banyar, the A leads to B, B leads to C. That's the organizing principle, as we've seen so many times. The organizing principle of this entire Sefer Maseiach Yesharim, it begins with Torah brings you to the ears. Zuh Asala Yagilei of Klal, he writes in paragraph Vav. Without Torah, you're not getting there, as that's the mission of Pirkei Avos in the second parak. Lo Am Aretz Chassid. You can't become a chassid without Torah knowledge. To be an Abba Arts, to be an ignoramus, doesn't say you have to be a big Kama Chacham to become a chassid, but you can't become a chassid as an Abba Arts. If I'm profoundly ignorant of Torah, I can't be have great spiritual ambitions. A chassid doesn't necessarily refer to a Baal Shem Tov style chassid. It includes Baal Shem Tov style chassid, but a chassid more generally means one who goes with nim mishur sadin, one who strives to do even more than the letter of the law, one who strives is ambitious, high ceilings, high ambitions in terms of Zolos Hashem. You want to be a person of spiritual ambition in a substantive way. It needs to be, it's only going to be some sort of it's because of Torah. Why is that? Why is that? So I would have thought the reason why you need Torah for Chassidus, the reason why you need Torah for great growth is because if you don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't learn, you don't have a good sense of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of us are, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision and dream for us is. What does it mean to be a spiritually great person? I need to learn, I want to know what it is I'm aiming for. I have to know which, lean my ladder against the tree. I need to know which tree I should lean my ladder against in order to climb the right tree. So otherwise I may do a lot of climbing, but I'm climbing the wrong mountain, I'm climbing the wrong tree. So that's one level of understanding of why it is a low Amaros Chassid. But Ramchal is about to present another angle. It's not only positively that I need to know the content of Torah, I need to know what it is that's considered to be the right way to live so that I can do it. That's certainly true. But Ramchal has another angle. Here we are in paragraph Zayin. Vizeh, so you know what this is? Why is it that Torah is so critically necessary for his ears? The Boreshalom is the one who created Zahara, and he's the one who told us that Torah is the response. Torah is a Tavlan. Kamo Sha'am Ruzal is a famous Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlan. Gemara says, the Boreshalom says to us, look, I created the Yetzahara, and I created the Torah as Tavlan to the Yetzahara. Well, let's consider this. Let's take a sidebar before we get back to Ramchal's angle here. Just Barasi lo Torah Tavlin, the notion of Torah is a Tavlin to Yetzirah. So I should mention how you translate Tavlin is a good question. Tavlin usually means spices, seasoning. So there are those words. The usual approach is to translate here as an antidote. Now, this is the solution. It's going to neutralize the problem. In antiquity, the solution to somewhat spoiled meat was slather it with the spices so that you won't notice the spoiled taste. So it's usually assumed that it's Torah Tavlin, means Torah is the antidote. Torah is a prescription to respond to the Yetzara. It's going to neutralize my Yetzara, allow me to succeed in my struggle against the Yetzara. There are those who, and the Ramchal is, I think, pretty clearly going to adopt that. I should mention others who suggest, no, Torah Tavlin, Torah didn't say, the Gemara didn't say, Barasi lo Torah Sam, medication, a solution. No. So Torah Tavlin, the Torah is a spice. Torah is a seasoning. In other words, I could, if I have a raw Yetzahara, I'm going to be in a bad place. But I can take my desires and channel them and craft situations where those desires, put myself in a place and channel those desires so that they're accomplishing well for me. Now, a particular mida often expresses itself negatively, but I can think about how to channel that mida to be productive. Maybe I have the desire to always share, to always talk, and always share everything I heard. And it ends up expressing itself as a lot of gossip and lashon hara and so on and so forth, the mechilos. But maybe the Torah can enable me to season, to spice, to flavor the yetzara. In other words, to reorient it so that I train myself to use my loquaciousness and my desire to speak. And that, maybe I can put myself in situations where that'll be appropriate. Spend time with people who don't know me. Make plenty of conversation with them. And I won't need to spice it with Lashon Hara. Instead, all of a sudden, transform my loquaciousness from a taiva for Lashon Hara and spreading gossip to mitzvahs as Bikur Hol. The cheering of people who could use the cheering up. So that's one, certainly one way of looking at Baruch Torah Talmud. The Torah allows us to channel our desires in good, productive, holy directions. Again, as I said before, usually it's translated as Torah Talmud, meaning the Torah is the antidote to Yetzirah. So he says, consider the following. If what else is striking about this Agadah, as you zoom out a little bit, what's the first part? Barashi Yetzirah. Kashbah tells us he's the one who created the Yetzirah. Sure, Kashbah tells us that the Torah is the Talmud of the Yetzirah. What if to stress, I'm the one who created the Yetzirah, and I'm the one who created the Torah at the top. Ramchal explains that, once again, his sensitivity to the details, the nuances of how an Agadah expresses an idea. He says, "Habor lo bor makazu el refuazu, yef sher b'shampanim." Shirafeh adam izos hamaka built izos refuah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to create Torah, and I'm going to create Torah as the tablet for it," means this is the only way to go. The Bryce is, Sagarat is stressing that this is not just a solution. This is a critical aspect of any solution. You cannot solve it without Torah. Lo ama aretz chasid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm the one who designed the Yetzirah. Who better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a day on how to solve it?" And he said, this is by design, based on the design of the Yetzirah, the solution must involve Torah. Torah is the tablet. Says, imagine, he says in paragraph Yud, imagine a fellow goes to the doctor and gets a diagnosis and gets a prescription and goes to the pharmacy and says, "Oh, yeah, but you know, this is a prescription, but I like those pills. I want yellow pills. Like those purple pills over there, they look a lot prettier. I think purple is a more effective color." Narashkeit. Ramchal writes in the paragraph Yud, Cholosh Adorish Barofen. Yikiru Cholio. And they gave him a particular prescription, the doctors. And he, without having knowledge in medicine, we should take them with the Lechem's report. Not that he's himself an experienced physician. He has no training in medicine. He says, "I don't want to take what they prescribed. I'll take something else." Why? Because I think that's better. There's no reason to assume that his plan for himself is better. You have no medical knowledge. What's the base time? It's gone. Narashet. Baruch Shem. So he says, Ribbono Shalom is the one who designed Yetzirah. He's telling us this is the prescription. It's not going to work if I don't take the divine prescription. He says the darkness, spiritual darkness will grow. If I think I'd be very spiritual, but I'm not rooted in engagement in Talmud Torah, it's not going to work. But he says, but you, let's close with the last three paragraphs of this topic. Ach yudbeis gimel yudalot. Achim hu osek b'torah. If you do spend time on Torah, so what's going to happen? How is it that we know? Okay, brasi Torah is her. Brasi Torah tavon. Torah is critical. Kadosh Baruch Hu told us critical by the very design of the Yetzirah. Okay, so we'll explain it a little bit. So if a person is involved in Torah, but also Duracheha, Sivuyeha, Azharoseha, I think the language here is very precise. Sivuyim and Azharos are mitzvah mitzvah, in other words, halacha. Durachim, we've raised in the past in the language of Mesillas Yesharim, Derech sounds like it's sort of the overall trajectory as opposed to a specific, action by action, moment by moment issue. Derech is sort of the long game, the big picture. It's almost as though Durachim has to do with goals, perhaps Hashkafa, Machshava, and Sivuim and Azharos is a question of specific halachas. I learned Torah, and I get a sense of its overall values and its vision for me, the Durachim of Torah. And I get a sense of specific behavioral expectations, Sivuim and Azharos. If I learn halacha, I learn Agadah, self may love is chadesh bo ha'isoros, shevi'elo derech ha'tov. Engagement in this learning will, in time, awaken within me the inspiration to be good. Learning goodness will will inspire me to live goodness. Striking line in the Medrash Hanecha. They would have abandoned me, Akash Baruch Hu, who kept my Torah. The light within Torah would have brought them back. If I'm open to that light. So it's Torah, generally, Girachim Tzivu Matars. And he goes on saying, Tzivu Gimel, Bichlal Zagamkein, Kaviyas Ha'itim Al-Cheshbon Ha'ma'aseh V'tikuno. Not only learning Torah in general, but specifically also carving out time for Cheshbon Nefesh. It sounds as if Ramchal believes that Cheshbon Nefesh is itself a keem of Talmud Torah. Remarkable Chiddush. And then he says, of course, we've been talking about Kaviyas Itim, Zman Kavua for learning Cheshbon Nefesh, but he closes in his epilogue in Yidalad. But God calls that, aside from the Zmanim Kavuam, I have a schedule for learning, I have a schedule for growing, for thinking. Primi Asaka, they end up with extra time. Certainly it's something that's on many of our minds in the next week or two or three. If the routine changes and I end up having extra time, a client cancels, a court appearance is postponed, all of a sudden a chunk of time, frees up, or I'm on vacation. So what will I do with that extra time that kind of falls into my lap? If you're going to be wise, don't destroy that, don't lose that time. Using language of Shir Hashirim. You'll seize it. I'm not going to hold on to it loosely so it slides through my fingers. If I want possession, if I care about having that football, I'll make sure that real possession. And not to hold it loosely and I fumble it. If I care about my time, if I care about my Avodas Hashem, I'll seize that time. I'll hold it tightly and not loosely so I fumble it. To use the time thoroughly and well. And this completes Ramchal's conversation about the first of the three Mafsidim, the question of how we use our time, and considering what happens when we get too busy to have any headspace left for the truly important things. Thank you so much, Chevra. Thank you so much to each of you for calling in. Looking forward to being in touch.
Have a marvelous rest of your day.